ABC Radio Australia.
More families of Pacific workers in Australia are set to be settled in the country from the middle of the year, but accommodation will likely be a major barrier. The revised Pacific Australia Labor Scheme will include family accompaniment visas for long-term workers, and when it's launched, it will start with a pilot group before expanding. Joining me now is Pacific Islands Council of South Australia Chief Executive Tukini Tavoi. Good morning.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
Great, thank you. So how has the news been received by Pacific Islander seasonal workers here in Australia?
Well, naturally, there was a lot of excitement. A lot of people wanted to find out a bit more about it and whether they have the capacity to participate in this initiative. But certainly very positive. I think one of the main elements that this addresses is family separation. So it was very positive. The response was quite positive.
Now, the pilot program will allow for 200 families to join workers in Australia. Do you think mm-hmm. that's enough?
Well, I guess we want to sort of, government would like to start with a number that they can manage and really get a good understanding of how that would work. But certainly the numbers to actually meet the entire number of workers will certainly, that number might need to, would definitely need to grow in the future. But certainly just 200 would be just a starter, obviously, for the purpose of identifying, teething issues and then, continuing to develop that. But I guess that's probably working for the immediate future.
There are more than 800 long-term palm workers alone in South Australia. And in November 2022, there were 11,610 palm scheme workers on long-term placements. So I guess there is that room for growth, would you say, in the program?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Australia is probably one of the smaller state or territory that has the long-term workers. So I guess it's probably one of the regions or one of the states that probably in a good position to participate in the pilot.
Now, the program's set to start this year and into next year. From your perspective, what still needs to be addressed before families arrive? Which issues?
Obviously, as you mentioned earlier, accommodation will always be a challenge. I mean, accommodation is a challenge now just for the local community members in some of our regional areas where most of the work are. The community support that they will need, that's something that need to be established. At the minute, the local community support is focused on the palms workers. But certainly when that arrives, there's certainly the number of support there will definitely need to increase. So looking at those areas around support, local community connections, which is critical for Pacific Island communities. And obviously the education, health will be, a bit of a challenge because at the minute the government has decided not to include Medicare as part of the service provided to the workers, so that'll be something that we'll need to look at down in the future.
With that Medicare issue, as you say, it won't be provided, so employers are likely to have to organise that for families. What I'm hearing is that
it'll be if it's similar to the current palms workers, so they're all paying private insurance on a weekly basis. So that'll obviously be done well before they arrive, in terms of engaging a private insurer, which is the norm at the moment. But I think that might create some problems down the track. For example, pregnancy, that's around $10,000 for one person to pay, and obviously if they're bringing children, that's going to add some strain as well. So I think that's probably an area that the government might need to look into more.
The distance between Australia and the Pacific Islands when these workers are on these seasonal schemes is obviously very difficult for families and, it can put quite a lot of stress on families. So how significant is this step for those families to be able to join the seasonal worker, their partners and families in Australia?
I just wanted to clarify one thing. The family accompaniment visa, it's only available to the long-term workers, so it's not available to the seasonal workers. So you've got to be on a visa between 1 to 4 years to participate in this program. The significance of this visa is quite huge. One of the challenges we're finding now is which is really concerning, is around family breakdown. And that's because of the family being separated. A lot of extramarital affairs are starting to come up, and so it's quite a concern. So I guess one would say that this is really critical for supporting families in this scenario. The other thing is obviously this was highlighted by the Samoan government in one of the meetings that I attended. A father or relationship with the kids, with their children, did suffer a little bit when families, particularly fathers, when they returned home on a 3-year visa, and just the difficulty of reconnecting with their children and providing their role, I guess their role as a father was a bit of a challenge. This is what was noticed, and I'm sure this is right across the 10 countries. So there's a whole range of social issues that would be mitigated when this visa comes into play.
This is Pacific Beats, and I'm speaking with Tukini Tavoy, who is the president of Pacific Islands Council of South Australia. Mr. Tavoy, over the years, we've heard a lot of stories about, exploitation of Pacific Island workers who are here on these programs and safety issues in workplaces. Do you feel like things have improved on that front in recent times?
Definitely. There's improvement in some of the components. For example, employers are now more equipped to manage and support workers, and I'll be referring to just cultural competency. That's a huge component. Cultural competency, understanding the workers and their mindset, where they're coming from, and how can they work with that to bring the best out of them. The other challenge is obviously the support line or the support network that the workers now have was definitely not at this level years ago. So that's available as well now. So workers can be able to contact a community member or go straight to the PLF support line. But it's available now, so we're hearing more. We're getting a lot more data now than what we used to do. We used to because of the communication channels that are now a bit more well established now. And obviously, workers, there's a lot of returnees are coming back, so they really know the system and they know how to manage themselves or challenges, issues that they face, and who to talk to. So this obviously adds to that as well. But certainly, the program has definitely improved since it started. And those reasons that I've raised and others have certainly contributed to that.
That's certainly encouraging. What do you think families back home in the Pacific need to know before coming to join their family members in Australia?
I guess one of the challenge for all the workers that we work with and from the 10 countries is around just a cultural knowledge or understanding of the Australian culture. A language will also be a very critical, particularly from some of the Pacific countries that participate in PALMS. They will have to probably do a bit more in terms of equipping them just to have basic English. And also just around the cost of living and how to manage themselves. And parenting was a huge one. And, I myself came across this. I mean, the way we parent ourselves in the islands is quite different to how, parenting is done in Australia. And that's going to be a very important one for parents, just to know the laws and what they can do, what they can't do, those kind of things. But there are certainly, those are probably some of the elements, some of the areas that I think would need to be looked at quite seriously before they depart from their countries.
Certainly. Well, we'll be watching that program pilot with interest to see how things go in the next couple of years, and I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about it on the program and hopefully speak to you again. So thanks very much, Tukini.
Thanks for having me. All best.
That was Takini Tavoy, the president of Pacific Islands Council of South Australia.